This week's episode of Heavy Meta is brought to you by Face-to-Face Games. If you like paper cards, that's the place to get them. If you don't, try MTGO Academy.
I will find
all your digital needs.
Oh, yeah, by the way, I gotta tell you, you two are going to fucking hate me.
Uh-oh. Did you open your fucking thing?
I lost my packet.
What? You lost it? You're dead. You're off the show. Get the fuck out.
You'd better fucking find that shit or we're opening it without you.
You're the girlfriend.
Hey, what's this packet bullshit, man? I don't want to go no fucking packet.
You be quiet, Frankie. This packet ain't for you, man. You're not one of the privileged few.
I have been waiting
for a week.
So I get this fucking package in the mail from Proxy Guy that says...
Okay, are we doing the fucking show first, or what?
Fuck no, okay, you know what? No. The viewers even fucking knew that we were going to straight up go, hi, this is Kevin Metal. Well, you know what? Fuck this. We're opening this bitch.
No, I'm just explaining this to Frankie. I guess
it's fuck.
Like, stop, do not open until all three of you have them. Well, I got my shit, like, fucking, not this past weekend, but the weekend before. And so it's like this sealed up fucking card or something. I don't know what the fuck it is, but I'm not allowed to open it until everybody has it and we're all recording.
We're recording.
Could it be the three rules, man?
No, it could be the third rule of the universe. We're unveiling that tonight later on, so I don't know.
Exactly, dude. They're foils of the three rules of the fucking universe.
How does he know the third one? All right, so here, let's
I'm involved in ways that
behind
you don't know about, man.
This does say, now, on the note...
I pulled the strings, you know?
It says...
It does say specifically... Okay, tell you what, I will read it.
My client...
Top secret.
Is this show started yet?
Yes,
let's go. Okay,
you missed
fine.
It, Manny.
All right, this is the pre-go.
Like, balls deep, dude.
Fuck it. All right, so we're opening our secret envelopes. Here, I'm opening fucking mine right now.
Okay, I'll read the note.
All right, you read yours.
Top secret. Do not open until all three of you have them and are recording.
Oh,
my client is very firm on this matter.
This is insane.
Hold on.
My God. I've already got mine open.
I have no mine yet, but...
Burninator! Holy shit, balls. Well,
shit.
All right, so am I unveiling this? Okay, Rico Travels, I guess, is the secret Burninator mastermind behind all this. He's got Proxy fucking added the token. So it's the official Heavy Meta token.
No, it's not even. Look at the back of it. It's Gentleman Burninator Society.
Oh, sorry. It's his own fucking shit. Oh, man.
Take his fucking thunder here. No, that is fucking amazing for that back.
He just one-upped. He one-upped us, man. He's like, fuck you guys. I'm making my own shit.
Everybody. Like, those are fucking badass,
you know,
man.
Proxy Guy always does such a fucking quality job, too.
Wow, did you guys get another card, too?
No.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, man, Proxy sent me the Stoneforge Mystic from the contest. The one that he did? Holy shit, does it look cool. It was from the Proxy Guy contest, the factory.
Just joking. We didn't actually get anything, but...
Well, we did...
I'm stoked. This fucking Rico token is sick. Rico, I'm fucking jealous. Your shit is awesome, son. And I love the fact that on the back, it's got the Gentleman Burninator Society fucking logo.
Yeah.
But and on his hat, it still has the Heavy Meta logo.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Just to go ahead and say on this, like I said last week, for anybody that's not following this guy, he actually puts out some pretty good content. Follow him on Twitter, and you know, it's definitely worth a read.
He's a new player, but his shit is really good.
And he's fucking bigger people than us on his blog, or bigger people.
No shit, right?
Yeah, he's way better than us.
We can get on his blog. Awesome. Yes. Following.
All right, so fuck.
Yeah, so what is up, butt fuckers? I'm Kevy, that's Maddie, that's Ferret, and this is Heavy Meta.
No. Ladies and gentlemen. The original!
Welcome to Heavy Meta, your source for magic news, entertainment, and comedy.
And tonight we have Frankie. the master of the universe, He-Man himself, from Montreal, Canada. Frankie, say hello.
Hello, everyone. I'm Frankie.
Oh, man. All right. Well, tonight, folks, well, this is the eve, or I guess the soon-to-be eve, of almost GP Montreal insanity.
Who better to have on the show than a fucking local?
Yeah. Yeah, well, the whole reason we wanted him on is give the inside guide to Montreal. So, I'm sitting in about 2 feet of snow, and the snow's still coming down, so I don't know what the fuck Mother Nature's doing here.
About fucking 8 fingers of vodka, man.
I will say this. So, shout out to Ball Mason Jars. This was an insane gift someone had given me, which is a 30 ounce. Yeah, it's like 30 ounces. I don't know, 24 ounces, but you can fill it to the top at 30. They gave me a mason jar, but the top of the mason jar is a shaker. So you can make drinks in this.
That's fucking awesome. I was like, Maddie, is this the first you've ever had a drink out of a mason jar? Because Jesus Christ.
No, but this is like a shaker mason jar, which was fucking awesome. Yeah, which is awesome because we were thinking about doing a moonshine. So I'm like, This thing is insane. So I didn't realize about 40 minutes ago how much Kraken. Yeah, I did. I guess I pour it up to what? Is 8 ounces of Kraken a lot?
It's enough to get you fucked up.
It only looks like about a finger and a half in the jar, but I'm sure it's...
Well, you see, when they talk fingers, Maddie, you're talking out of a fucking lowball glass, not a fucking jug.
Oh, yeah. So that's probably 10 fingers of fucking crack.
You can put 2 fingers in the bottom of a fucking 5-gallon barrel, and that's drastically going to change how much liquor you're drinking.
Well, folks, hey, man, this is going to be a good cast.
We got to get your fucking organs primed up and ready for what's about to happen to you on this train, man. And I'm so fucking jealous. You guys eat a dick.
Oh man!
I was there.
So I thought they invited you, man.
I wasn't. He's a punk. I was totally invited.
Was gonna go, but then his girlfriend put the kibosh on that one.
Yeah, it's my kid's birthday this weekend, and so I flat out got told there's not a chance.
Told you all about this. Your kid's birthday was last weekend, man.
No, my kid's birthday is this weekend. That's what the problem was.
But you can fool him.
Oh
man.
Yeah. That's right. Well, no, all the ass eating I possibly could come up with didn't do me any good. See, I think that's the problem is Frankie had some sound advice in the last podcast that he was on. But
that wasn't sound advice. Those were rules of the universe.
Yeah, but see, all I could remember was I just kept eating ass. I don't think I ever asked anything after that.
Yeah, you were too into it.
I'm just all, yeah, man.
You thought it was the reward, you know?
Yeah. I'm like, well, shit, I don't get to go to fucking GP Montreal, but I get to eat all this ass for free.
Oh, so tonight, just to keep you all in stitches, there is a third rule. I actually didn't realize this. The last time we had Frankie on, I believe that there was only two simple rules to the universe, but apparently there's a third one.
You gotta listen to what Frankie said.
Yeah, Frankie's gonna unveil it slowly as the show goes over us, but over us. Wow,
I love it.
Wow,
this is deep.
Shit faced, and we just started.
I love it.
This is good.
This
okay,
is
so
awesome.
Where it's gonna be when you're
tell
drunk,
you what,
man?
Oh, now, you know what? I level out. I get to a point like Kevy where I can ride that for hours, but then I just fall asleep. So we'll see. But there is something that happened that everyone's talking about, and I guess we're going to touch on because it involves asses.
5 million views on BuzzFeed and counting.
Well, so, I mean, it's gotten to the point where you got people fucking people's moms are just like, is this the game you play? Like, look, I found this on my phone. There's this ass crack thing happening. Like, is this the game that you play, Magic? Yeah, people's like, this is reached far beyond the Magic community, which is kind of funny.
Okay, so for those that don't know,
everyone who's ever made fun of Magic, you know, had been waiting for years, to get something that good to be like, oh, this is a game you play, eh? Oh,
look, yeah. for those that don't know, some guy, he apparently went around and he knelt or took a knee. And he took a photo of himself with people's ass cracks in the background. Now, I mean, I'll be the first to say, like, hey, I guess that's kind of shitty, but if I was sitting there and he took a picture of my ass, I mean, I don't know, like...
Probably should have pulled your pants up.
Yeah, like, I mean, yeah, like, it can all be solved with pulling your fucking pants up, so maybe you should dress better. I don't know. Is it appropriate for him to do? Sure, probably was a little bit, but he didn't exactly put your fucking name out there and say, hey, Johnny Utah, you fucking sucked in Point Break, so I took a picture of your ass.
Well, see, like, the thing is, too, is like, nobody has any problem, like, we've all for fucking years been just, you know, and nobody has a problem with been fucking talking mad shit about the smelly motherfuckers at a Magic tournament.
Yeah, you can call them smelly, but don't take a picture of them.
That's what I'm saying.
Don't take a picture of their ass, because then
what would happen, all these people that are fucking up in arms about it, you know, have said the same thing, like, oh, you got all these sweaty, smelly motherfuckers at this fucking tournament, but if you could do scratch and sniff sniff fucking pictures and send them out.
Scratch and sniff Snickers?
Snickers, yeah. Scratch and sniff pictures.
That would be the best candy bar ever. Scratch.
Maddie, you realize you can do that anyway. You can just scratch the package and smell it, and you probably could smell a Snickers.
You're blowing my fucking mind, dude.
What I meant was pictures. If you could do scratch and sniff pictures, would everybody be up in arms about that? No, it's just as bad if you smell like shit or your ass crack's hanging out. Like, take care of yourself. Fucking, you know, it'd be one thing if they were making fun of, if the dude was making fun of, like, fucking fat people or fucking, you know, different colored people or fucking women or whatever. That's different. But you know what? If you don't, I don't care fucking what size, shape, gender, fucking race, whatever you are. I don't give a shit. But if you can't take care of yourself, can't pull your fucking pants up, and somebody takes a picture and doesn't fucking put your face in it, you know, hopefully what comes of this, I'm not saying the dude's in the right, but hopefully what comes of this is that fucking everybody in those pictures that isn't, you know, identified to the public but knows damn good and well who they are, and they saw this because everybody that plays Magic has seen this, they're like, oh shit, maybe the next time I should wear a fucking belt. And that's it. Like,
did you actually see the in Reddit forum, there's a guy that's basically like, this guy is going, he has an all-out war against beltless people. that it was actually just an undercut. Yeah, it was a viral campaign for the Gat belts.
Yeah, Gat belts. There was, my ass was in there too. I wasn't even at Richmond.
Yeah. Well, your ass manages to get everywhere.
For those who don't know, Kevy ended up taking and photoshopping his own ass into like a sub window and put it up as a picture, tweeted at Wizards, and then it ended up being on the mothership.
Yeah.
So you punked Wizards on a story about asses. That's. How does it get better than that?
Did you say they posted it on the website?
On the mothership is a picture of my ass.
Where, man? I haven't seen this.
It was on, like, the results page. It was just kind of by accident. Like, I posted it on Twitter, but I hashtagged
it. Because you hashtagged GP Richmond, and it showed up there.
Yeah, because somebody's just all, oh my god, I was on the fucking, you know, Daily MTG and I spit my drink out when I saw this. I was all, what? And I thought they were talking about, like, that the whole ass crack guy was on Daily MTG. And I was like, that's weird that Wizards would put that up. I was like, link? And he sent me the link and it came right to it. And it's like, there's a section in the GP Richmond article that says, what people are saying about us now. And it's just a fucking, that guy sitting there with an arrow above his head to a picture of my ass. It says, your ass here. And the tweet was something like, fucking, you know, miss out on GP Richmond. That's okay. You can still be a part of Magic history. But yeah, it's a big picture of my ass, my Star Wars underwear on.
Unbelievable. Anyways, we're going to move past this.
No, but like, let me tell you something.
No, we're not. Okay, Frankie, what do you need to explain?
You have to chime in on the ass crack.
If I had been in GP Richmond, my ass would probably be in those pictures, man.
Oh, you know.
Because these shitty fucking chairs, man.
Ah.
Like, you just sit and your pants go down, man. That's what happens, man.
So are you blaming the accommodations, or are you blaming your clothing? Are jeans and jogging pants not high enough in the waist for men these days? Is this your comment?
No, what it is we need to start.
For me, like, it is. For me, it is. If I don't watch myself, I'm gonna get my ass exposed. Seating is inadequate, like in these huge tournament halls, Like, they give you, like, the shittiest charade they make.
They sure fucking do.
Yeah. It's terrible. It's fucking up.
When you have a decent chair, you know, like the PTQs we have in Montreal, they're at the Sheraton Hotel.
Oh.
Got, like, the king's chair, basically, and, like, there's no such problems. But, like, if you go to these huge tournament halls, they give you the worst chair, and you look like a fucking dumbass.
See, here's the solution. They either need to spend the money on fucking better chairs that cover the ass cracks, or they just buy, like, when you walk in and you check in and you get your fucking promo card and your playmat, they also hand you, like, an elastic strap with a fucking Velcro in the front. And then you just pop that around, like a fucking 4 or 5 inch wide elastic strap that you just pop around that just says no ass crack.
I was going to say that this is a huge opportunity for Man and Deprived as a network.
What I need is
manandeprived.com.
Yeah. Maybe if we have time, everyone, for GP Montreal, we'll build these, what we call them, ass slings. We could just make them out of bandanas with, you know, manandeprived.com covers you. Manandeprived.com has got you covered, and then we'll just hand them out.
We got your ass covered with a big
fucking... ass covered, manandeprived.com. That's awesome, dude. That's it.
By the way, Scott, sign in blood. New idea.
Yes, sign in blood.
You need to start making fucking, you know,
for women. You could do the sign in blood for women. Oh, that's horrible. Anyways, so in Magic news, I believe other things have occurred this week, include.
Magic news, man? What show is this?
This is the Magic Show, didn't you know? I'm Evan Irwin, and welcome. No? Okay.
Oh, man.
So.
I thought they're going to get banned.
No, seriously, folks. So, we have to cover a serious topic, which is... Now, why are you making laughing jokes at me now?
What did I do? Why are you saying ferret? Ferret what?
So ferret. So ferret.
You nice.
So ferret. Why you make me laugh? I don't even want to laugh. Okay, so ferret. So seriously, Worth. He wrote a big thing about Magic Online banning or not banning. They're not even gonna do M15 PTQs. Yeah, online. What the hell is that? Watch. I bet he doesn't even know. You don't even know about that, do you?
Well, he said of that actually has to come with
momentum
the fact that
is positive. That's what he said.
The Mosh ended up crashing this last weekend. Yes,
again.
MTGO again. Crashed again.
That's weird.
Didn't you catch Chapin making the smartass remark? Well, yeah. No, I would have drafted. Well, except for, yeah, never mind. MTGO's down.
But for anyone who hasn't read it, if you check out the mothership, so Worth came on, he announces changes. And the excuse is essentially that things have taken a lot longer than they thought. But
here's the beta's a piece of flying.
It's not even the beta.
Pile of shit.
The V3 client doesn't even work anymore.
No, the V3 client is getting fucked up because the back end changes that they had to make for the fucking beta and.
I don't know why they're just not running two servers. But anyways, I had a good question, and a bunch of people responded to it, which is. What's going on here, man? I mean, what is it? It sounds like 2 years ago we were promised the new client. How long do we go with this bullshit?
Well, hey, at least in fairness, though, Wizards is opened up quite a few slot. Or I'm not sure if they let people go, which, you know, considering their tendencies lately, that wouldn't surprise me. But they are actually hiring programmers now for MTGO. So,
oh, yeah, here's his official quote. The steps that we've taken to increase resources and improve processes within the Magic Online group have begun to bear fruit in the form of quicker bug fixes, bullshit, higher quality card set releases, bullshit, and faster responses to issues in general. Absolute straight up
really?
Lie.
That's
a fucking lie.
We still can't fucking trade Ice Age cards on the beta client because it can't fucking see it. Oh, and here's another one for you. Just, I had a customer order Silent Sentinel promo. You know, the new promo.
Yeah.
That came out with, I believe, one of the sets.
Didn't work. Let me guess, it didn't work.
But yeah, no, the beta couldn't see that one either. Well, they did at least get the new shit right.
Listen to this. This is what they're focusing on for everyone that's complaining like you, Ferret. We will continue to work relentlessly. They're working relentlessly, dude, on our new event management tools. No, they're making management tools. Internal event manager training. Whoa. Game support and orc training. Everything that has zero to do with the fucking client. Awesome.
They're gonna work on, man.
They're gonna even work on event management protocols.
Shoot the hobbit tree.
Hey man. Fucking,
I don't know.
That's exactly what MTGO's I thought.
MTGO's got to the point. I can't even try to defend it anymore. The V3 client is the way to go. Just get that shit stable, guys.
Yeah, in the meantime, how about this? We all know that V4 is coming. We can't stop it. But can you just disconnect everything?
You can stop it. Well, you don't even have to stop it. It's just stopping itself.
It's not working. No, but seriously, like, how, in all honesty, let's just shut it down. Let V3 run. Keep it running. Make two development teams. Come on, man. With Hasbro, you got $4 billion. You can afford it.
Honestly, what I think is going to happen is they're just going to keep the GUI, or for those who don't know what I'm saying, the graphic user interface. Of the V4 client, okay? So Nards,
and connect it to the V3 client.
The same, but
hilarious.
Everything behind what you see is going to be completely, utterly, drastically changed and scrapped, so that they will never actually have to admit that they scrapped V4. But wow. You damn well they pretty much have to. It's that bad.
It's just too sad that that's the way it is. But
it's just terrible.
You shouldn't have to have just give you an idea. Like my computer, the laptop I have right now is only 3 years old, and it can't really even run the V4 client at all. Period. System.
Yeah, a 3-year-old laptop can't run fucking a marathon, dude. Like, it's a piece of garbage. Technology's advanced. Get a new laptop. Come on.
Oh,
yeah, no shit. Daddy, you gotta get a new one, like, every 6 months.
Computers for up to 10 years.
Or yeah, if not laptops, man.
So, the fact is, just to give you an idea, though, that they're taking and disallowing so much of their potential market share from even trying to play a fucking simple card game. I'm not trying to play Call of Duty or.
You said duty.
On this thing. I'm trying to play fucking Magic the Gathering.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I was talking with one of my buddies who does game development for Bungie, and we were laughing at what Titanfall, everyone's talking about how awesome that game is. But the reality is the actual gameplay mechanics and the engine running everything is a joke, because it's just a. Open player, multiplayer fucking shoot 'em up game, right?
Yeah.
So they're like, you know,
it's probably using the Unreal 2 engine?
Yeah. So they're like, well, a lot of it's, you know, just graphic card brute force power. And I'm like, you should see Magic, man. He's like, yeah, I've seen Magic. That looks like it's running 1 MB RAM. Like, well, what the fuck is it doing? Like, where are all these problems? What is going on right here? Like, you've exactly. got, you have studios building games that are annihilating everyone. And, you know, Hasbro just won't do it. I don't know. We complain too much about it, but it's really sad that we just keep putting up with it, I guess. No, but
the solution is simple, man.
Hire why I have you on, man.
Hire a fucking game development company to do fucking game, man.
They did. They hired Steam.
What?
Right? Didn't they hire Steam? Or the one that did... It wasn't Steam. It was Valve. Or was one of those companies. I don't know.
There's no fucking way they hired Valve. Otherwise,
okay. It was the guys that did fucking Duels of the Planeswalkers.
Yeah, that's not Steam or Valve.
Sorry.
Hey, man.
Okay, just because Duels is on Steam,
fucking dipshits,
does not mean that Steam is the one who developed it.
No, I know. I'm getting my words slurred. My words slurred.
You're just spreading false information, man.
So that's what we do! Sheets to the wind at this point. Within the next half an hour,
no, but
Team Heavy are going to be singing Kumbaya and hugging
people. Sorry.
I need to correct myself. It's Stainless Games. Oh. That's the guys who actually worked on V4 and Duels of Planeswalkers. Haha, I've redeemed myself. Anyways.
Yeah, well,
okay,
that's
so
the way
Frankie. What were you going to say, Frankie?
I don't know.
You need an actual development studio like Ubisoft or...
Hey, don't be spoiling that Montreal shit,
or Like, whatever, man. You need to get professional game developers to build that shit.
But you shouldn't even need to. I mean, Jesus. Not just I know the rules engine should be a pain in the ass, okay? There's no question about that. But
how can it be any more complicated than a game?
Like,
Duels of the Planeswalker can run on a goddamn Android or an iPad. Why the hell are they?
Yeah, but
what are they doing so bad to V4 that it cannot run on a semi? It's not that old of a laptop.
It's the amount of cards, though, Ferret. That's why Duels limits the amount of cards interactions, because of the rules.
No, because that's just database info.
Yeah, but it's not. It's how it all interacts, so it's a giant collapsing tree of code. Anyways.
Regardless, Frankie's right. Like, they need to just hire somebody to fucking do it. Like, literally, that's like fucking, you know, music reference. It's like fucking, you know, Motley Crue touting, like, their greatest fucking album that's ever gonna happen. We've been working on this for years and years and years. And, like, having me produce it. Like, you know, they keep touting this whole, like, oh yeah, it's gonna be fucking awesome, it's gonna be fucking awesome, but they're like doing it by themselves and none of them know what they're doing, so it's not coming out cool. And then they just keep saying, oh well, it's getting there, oh it's getting there, don't worry, oh wait, oh get ready guys, it's so good now that we're gonna just shut off the old client because it's, oh wait, shit, we can't do that because this one doesn't work.
I mean, I'm sorry to,
or the other solution would be to hire, like, the fucking best guy in the world, you know, and then get him to do it, you know?
You're not gonna get
the developer you need by running an ad on Daily MTG, man. You need to go steal a guy
from another company,
you know, and offer him, like, a stupid amount of money, and then he's gonna be, okay, I'll do it, you know?
Yeah, they gotta stop paying these guys in fucking magic cards, man. It's just not, there may be some talented people, but you're not, Frankie's right, you're not going after the best of the best that are gonna treat this like a job and not like some, you know, oh my god, I'm working on magic. Who gives a fuck?
If you've got a bunch of magic players that love their jobs because they're working for Wizards, but they're not best in their fucking field. And, you know, like Ferret said, you know, you gotta give them credit for fucking trying, but that doesn't cut it in the fucking business.
3 years.
Like, yeah, you have to fucking hire somebody that
it's
knows.
It's been longer than that. Cause
you need to get your fucking necromancer. Raise Steve Jobs from the dead and do this fucking shit, man.
Oh my god, that would be insane. Alright, well, we're gonna move on from that topic because it's crap. But I do have an interesting, I want your guys' opinion.
Yeah, Maddie, thank you for the crap topic.
You're welcome. I didn't mean to put us down that fucking horrible rabbit hole. But, I have a good topic now. So, I have paper fetches, right? We all know the fetches are out of control.
Oh boy, this discussion.
Yeah, well, because I'm seriously thinking about doing this. So I bought, when Zendikar was out, I was just getting it back in and I was playing. I was like, I'm going to build standard decks, right, for Zendikar. So I guess at the time I bought a ton of, like, I think they're $7 to $10, whatever. So I bought play sets of all the fetches. So I have them, but they're just sitting there.
Well, I'll get rid of them.
So here's what I'm asking. Do I unload them now, right now, and buy dual lands? Or do I wait? A lot of people are saying I can get into duels, you know, in a month. Wait a bit. Let's see where the modern format goes. I don't know. What do you think?
Here's the thing. Even if they do I keep a little bit in a month, picking them up now is not a bad idea because you're only going to be losing a little. There's no way that they're going to jump another 10, 20.
You say picking them up now is not a bad idea?
What? No, not me picking up dual lands.
No. Oh, I thought you were talking about picking up fetches right now.
Oh god, no. When I told him to pick up the fetches when he was just starting, I was like, these things are going to be the number one thing you're going to want to use.
Yeah.
Now what do I do though? Do I go just for underground seas and volcanic islands, like, or do I just, like, what? What is, like, because I'm probably never going to play paper. I did, like,
honestly,
what Proxy Guy did.
Try to get two
of each. I was thinking of just first starting off and trying to just complete the set. Right? Because then I can at least use them in my cube.
Well, yeah.
That's what I was going to do until I built my cube.
The reason I was saying you go for two of each is because I know some decks will use like four or whatever, but the thing that I found out when playing MTGO in most formats is that you can get away if you have a full set of fetches of either onslaught.
This is what we're talking about, though.
I realize that. I'm just saying
what we're talking about.
They get reprinted. Okay. So that's taken care of.
Just to let you know, Scalding Tarn is $94 in paper.
Yeah.
Yep.
And 27 tickets.
Weight in gold.
That's what is a volcanic island? Like a revised island worth? Volcanic island.
I'd have to check that out.
Not sure.
I'm curious.
When I was looking at them, when I had mine, it was
179. So it's maybe it's double. So maybe, I mean, I don't know who was saying this, but someone was saying that fetches are worth more than dual lands. Yeah, I guess if you're comparing it to what, Scrubland?
Well, no, that's sure. I made that comment on the last episode because I was making the comparison that before, you know, these fetches weren't that big of a deal. I mean, they were kind of pricey, but they weren't that big of a deal. But with this fucking, you know, you could buy a dual land, or you could buy like a play set of fetches. And then now it's gotten to the point where there are dual lands that are cheaper than Scalding Tarn. And so, you know, it really depends on what you're wanting to do with it. I personally, if I were you, I wouldn't take my advice anyway. But if I were you, fucking, I'd ditch those fucking, all of your play sets of fucking fetches and then fucking, and buy either, you know, buy your fucking duels that you want for your cube, or fucking buy other cards that you want for your cube, like badass fucking foils of like this card, that card, the other thing.
Or just get the living fuck out of your MTGO account.
Yeah, I could too, but I don't know. Like, Frankie, what do you think?
Get ready for vintage that way.
Yeah, but fetches are so crucial to playing decks. If I want to play a deck, I'm going to kick myself if they don't reprint fetches.
Believe me, I know that feeling quite well.
You don't have to play fucking paper, though.
Fetches to pay for bills.
That's true.
I mean, I'm feeling it very acutely.
I know I don't. I know. You're right. Frankie, what do you think? Dump them?
The thing is, I had a playset of the 20, fetches, and then when they rotated out, I bought a second one.
Okay.
So I've got 40 of them.
You're sitting on fucking bank, son.
Yeah, and now, like, they're worth as much as my power, basically.
That's fucking crazy.
Are they really? No, they're not.
Well, all of them together.
Well, all of them. I got 40, man.
Yeah.
You know what? Jesus Christ, I almost suggest to do here, Maddie, and you might think I'm absolutely fucking nuts.
Okay.
But if you think long term, sell all your fetches, pick up a shit ton of the blue
duels
from Zendikar, or not Zendikar, fucking Return of Ravnica.
What?
And then let those skyrocket.
I don't know. A lot of people are yelling at me.
Pick them up for like $8 each right now. Here's the thing. With as popular as Modern is,
yes,
they're only going to go up once they go out of print.
So here's an argument someone told me when I brought up Fetchlands. And at first I laughed at him, and I was like, you're crazy, you're drinking. But they were like, they actually said that, like, think about this. With the player base growing, and you see how people enter the game, and Modern is the end of the line for a lot of people because they're like, whoa, I can only spend so much. And what's the format that I can play the most that's got the highest popularity? It seems like it's fucking Modern right now. Maybe it's just Modern hype season, but maybe.
Modern's number two right behind Standard. Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe Modern is going to be more expensive than Legacy.
Nope.
I mean, let me finish.
Won't happen.
Hold on. Let me finish though. Here's why I think it might. There's so many people that are going to play it that even though there's more cards, like, I don't know. It just feels like, look at Fetchlands. But what about all the speculators?
Matt, I have one simple, very easy reason.
Supply.
The same cards that are being played in Modern are going to be played in Legacy. So the majority of your deck is going to be the same fucking cards. And then you're just going to have
for the cards,
Legacy
except
only.
Except for the cards that are never going to be reprinted again.
Exactly.
Good point.
Like
the
rules in your wastelands are going to push your Legacy deck being more expensive than the Modern deck.
This Modern shit's going to calm the fuck down anyway. It's going to do what fucking Magic does, and it's hyped as shit right now, and everybody's going fucking ape. crazy over it, and now and then it'll calm right back down again. Every time some of these cards, like some of these staples and shit, spike up because of modern hype, and then they settle back down. You know, they still are gradually gaining as it's happening. They'll go from this price, and then they'll spike up real high, and then they'll come back down, but they don't come back down as far as they
exactly,
did before.
Exactly, because they
have and which is fine. But I mean, the same point, like they can reprint a lot of those cards. If they
but
wanted to,
okay,
they
I
can reprint
to...
fetches. They can fucking... Yeah,
hold
the thing
on,
with your
whoa.
Fetches, too.
No. You got it. I have to interrupt you. They are mm-hmm. not... The thing about reprints is... This is what a lot of people say. They're going to reprint it. Don't invest. They're going to reprint it. And I'm not saying invest.
They're
in
not
going to
reprint
shit.
Everything.
But listen...
I mean, that's the fact of life right there.
They have had the power for many... 2 years now, I guess Modern's been a format. And they've only printed Modern Masters. And remain.
Yeah, so here's
in a
the thing. You gotta
but
not
wait.
Look 2 years down the road. You gotta look 10 years down the road.
False. And here's why. Modern is at a point where there is a convergence of so many people playing the game that people are souring. So if you do not get the prices down, like, there's no way, I'm sorry for all these people that are sitting there like, I want to play Modern, but I can't because of fetches, then you know what? You're not going to play fucking Modern because you're going to get pissed off waiting a year and a half for the next set to come out, and it's not going to have fetches, and you're going to fucking get pissed off because fetches are going to be $200. There's no, I'm telling you, dude, I'm
like,
look,
I don't see Wizards letting the format that they're trying to push and get people to fucking be in and play. They're
really?
Not going to turn it.
Really?
No, they're not going to turn it into fucking Legacy. Like, they're going to,
Kevin,
like,
this is
at
from
some
the
point,
same company that makes $1 million a day off MTGO.
I know.
They're idiots.
They
don't move fast.
Let it happen, dude.
They don't move fast
like,
enough.
At some point, they're going to have to do one of two things. They're either going to ban the fetches or they're going to fucking reprint them.
They'll never ban them. They won't ban them.
Like,
I don't,
yeah,
I don't think
they're
going to
ban them either.
Yeah, you would kill the fucking format.
Yeah, but no, listen to the other half
okay,
of the argument.
Gone over this, though. They're going to end up reprinting them eventually here.
Yeah.
There's no question about that. That just...
That's
mark
like
it
saying,
down on
I mean,
a calendar. It's
okay,
going to happen.
Fair. That's almost like saying, hey, man, they're going to reprint duels eventually one day. They'll find a way around the reserve list one
no,
day.
No, this isn't a reserve list issue, and you damn well know it.
Come on, man. Fetches, here's the saddest thing. If they reprint fetches, they're going to be Onslaught fetches, so they won't even be the Zendikar ones.
Well, no, see, that's the thing. They'll probably do the Onslaught ones first, and thank you for finally agreeing with me on that. They'll probably do the Onslaught ones first, and then...
Dude, so everything that I say just goes through one ear and out the other. I've been screaming at you guys for fucking two episodes that exact point right there. The first thing they're going to do is reprint the Onslaught fetches, and everybody's just like, no, they're not. We don't want fucking all 10 fucking fetches in Modern. It's not going to happen. You guys are assholes.
No, but seriously.
Like, honestly, the quickest thing they could do would be to ban them.
Yeah, that's an emergency response.
Here's
the thing.
Yeah, and I think it's reaching that level, man. Like,
no,
that
just
shouldn't be.
Flat out, you're gonna
they
kick way too many
they shouldn't be
that.
So high, man.
Okay, here's.
I don't think
like,
they would
who's buying them for $100, man?
Everybody, and they're buying $150 Tarmogoyfs.
Okay, guys, you gotta remember this too. It is the competitive players, not the casual ones, that drive the market. And people will pay what they have to win games.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the way I look at it, right? At $100, or I guess Tarmogoyf was, what, 80 to 100? And they were like, well, that's the big card in Modern Masters. They printed the shit out of Modern Masters. Well,
no, they didn't. They didn't print the shit out of it. They printed a limited run.
To them, they feel like...
No, they called it a very limited run.
Dude, you know at the time, they're like, oh, man... People are going to be happy.
No, they weren't. They kept reiterating it was an extremely limited run.
All right.
Well, this was the aftermath.
Okay, so here,
the aftermath of it was like they probably thought they printed enough. That because when you look back at not like when Modern Masters released, but when they were like putting that set together, and this new modern format was happening, and they're like, oh man. You know, we got this modern format out now and it's pretty new and people are kind of getting into it. We should reprint some of the fucking staples of that. Now, these are kind of expensive cards. We don't want to piss a bunch of people off. So we're not going to print a fucking ton of it. And we're not going to print it in Theros numbers or anything, but we're going to print a set and we're going to do them a favor and we're going to get some of these fucking staples out.
Actually, you know what? I think it comes down to
problem is everybody.
They had the same fucking problem with Commander's Arsenal. They went, oh shit. I didn't realize demand was going to be like that.
Yeah, now. Exactly. They go, they develop this and then they print. And like, I guarantee you between development and the fact that it was like, even when it was like out the door, ready to go, they had a release date for it. They knew everything that was in it. They knew what they were reprinting for fucking Modern Masters and it was out the door, ready to go. It was still a big chunk of time before Modern Masters released and they had no idea that Modern was going to blow up like it did. Then on top of it, that set made Modern Masters that much bigger, or I mean that modern masters that much bigger, so, and then people have also on top of it started to realize how great of a format Modern is. So everybody, it just keeps going and going and snowballing, and then all of a sudden you've got this huge fucking format that have these fucking staples in it. Now you have staples like Tarmogoyf and Bob and shit like that that they reprinted, but staples in the format.
Don't forget Bitter Blossom, Kevin. Don't forget Bitter Blossom.
What I'm saying is staples in the format in general, and this is what I was kind of talking with Trevor Holness today about, like, you know, Goyf being the like, he brought up the fact that, like, Goyf, I don't remember the numbers, but the amount of Goyfs that would have been printed with that print run, and then the amount of fetches and shit like that, and, like, or the amount of Scalding Tarns that have been printed. And the fact that, you know, Scalding Tarn is, you know, $100, Goyf is this, like, I think he said it was, like, just over $100. I don't think, which I think is wrong. I think Goyf's a little more expensive. But he's talking about
$150 right now.
The value of the two of them. And it's, like, basically either Goyf is undervalued or fucking Scalding Tarn is overvalued. Because this is what it comes down to. The problem is, with the fetches specifically, the fact that they are ubiquitous across the fucking format. They are, you know, Goyf is a great fucking card, and there are decks that are playing green just because of Goyf. Like, you know, they splash that shit, like that fucking Splinter Twin, or like your fucking Speed Twin deck. Now, the problem is, that's a card that it's like, if you're running creatures, you gotta, if you're running green, you're running Goyf. If you're running creatures, you're splashing for Goyf.
I don't know.
If you land, you're playing fetch lands in Modern. If you need land, which is every deck across the fucking format.
Okay,
the only
thing
fetches is affinity.
Here's the thing that Wizards doesn't realize. By printing Modern Masters, they made the format worse. Because they grew it faster than the amount of product that they put out there. So they made Modern more expensive by putting Modern Masters out.
How much? But they can fix that over time because they're printing more of each product with each set. So when they reprint in a standard legal set, whatever cards that they're going to be printing,
dude,
you'll end up doing just fine.
Time. Okay. There's one thing that a lot of people don't realize. We're in the game. We're in the game for life. So for us, it's like, 6 months, whatever, new fall set. We don't understand what time means to the person outside the game that's going to get in the game. They're sitting there like, hey, I want to buy an Xbox. It's $400. Or I can buy 4 Scalding Tarns. I'm fucking out of here. They're not waiting for fucking reprints. They're going to never come back. So I'm like, the game has got a lot of focus on it.
But that's what standard's
Wizards,
for.
Man, but I'm so tired of this argument.
Kevin,
that, hey,
you know what?
If you want to play,
you have to start here. Did you just jump into Magic and start wanting to play Legacy within 2 weeks of playing? No.
I did, but then I was like, fuck this. I can't do that.
What's funny is, like, you look at it like that, and we've talked about, like, the price of standard before. Like, okay, you know, you're nowadays, not us that have been playing for a while or anything, but you know, your brand new Magic player that jumps into the fucking game and it catches their interest. You know, of course they're going to jump in casually with their friends and they're going to play. And, you know, say you got fucking, you know, 4 or 5 guys that are like, hey, let's go buy these fucking Magic decks and let's play them. And they do. And you might have one of those guys out of the group that actually likes it a lot enough to really get into it. Start listening to podcasts, reading articles, fucking, you know, paying attention, you know, watching coverage and paying attention to the game.
His name is Rico Travels. And he's the perfect case. No, if you talk he's the perfect case. He says, guys, there's a limit to what is reasonable,
right?
And
no,
so
no, I get that. But
like
what I'm saying is,
like,
on the whole, no,
that's
on the
where
whole,
they should be.
No, I get that, I agree. But on the whole, you got your fucking. This is what, like, kind of cracks me up about the way this has worked out. You know, we're talking about how fuck it, because we've seen what modern cards staples used to cost and what they do now. You know, especially these fucking fetches. But like, when you look at how fucking expensive standard is, that's usually your first fucking go to. If you're gonna get into competitive Magic at all, you're just like, oh, all right, well, you know, let's check this out. And standard is the big fucking flag. Standard is standard. This is all the new cards. This is what's going on. And you realize how expensive standard is. I mean, and it's fucking ridiculous how expensive standard is. And so they already have gotten you used to, you're going to pay a lot of fucking money for these cards. So a lot of these people that are still willing to hang on after figuring out standard, and they're like, oh man, I want to get into something else. Modern doesn't seem that fucking expensive to them. Because they're like, I mean, this game already cost me a G, you know, for a deck anyway, so...
Well, and even beyond that, here's the other counter, the kind of give you another idea too. When standard, when your standard's starting to rotate, anything that you're not going to be keeping for your modern decks, you're going to take, trade that in for store credit and put that towards whatever modern deck you're going to want. So after about 3 years of playing and doing that, you're going to have your modern deck.
Yeah, but that's...
Not to mention, here's the other thing too, that a lot of people in paper, more like online, is they'll loan cards to their friends and you'll have like a pool of cards to play with.
Yeah, well, Heavy Meta SVU is already doing that shit. But Frankie, how do you afford your shit? Do you just bite the bullet and just...
I'm just a fucking baller.
Well, I already have all the modern cards, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, but when did you get them? Like, right away? Did you have them from old collections? Like, how do you, are you so stocked right now on cards, you just pick and choose out of what the new stuff's coming out? Like,
well, I just keep up with standard.
Oh, man. You actually do keep up with standard? That's crazy.
Yeah, well, I play, like, 4 PTQ per season.
Yeah, sure. That's fucking, I gotta commend you for that, cause keeping up with fucking standard is fucking pricey.
Yeah, it's about $1,000, I guess, a quarter. You know? Depends on what you're doing.
Like, anyway. I'm trying to keep my expenses down. Like, I used to be like, I'd crack a case, and then like, fill in whatever I'm missing with singles. Like sometimes I would pre-buy like mythics that look like playable but are kind of like under the radar during season.
Did you buy anything out of Theros block? Pre-order
well,
it?
The Theros block, what I did was I bought, I did the online redemption thing.
Oh, okay.
So I bought like 3 play sets online. And the thing is, like, because it was a sealed PTQ season, and, like, I've got a friend, who, like, I'm always lending him decks, so, like, when we play sealed PTQs, he just gives me his cards in exchange for, like, a deck later, so, like, he's kind of, like, helping me a little bit. So what I did, I got 3 play sets online, I did the redemption, and it came up, like, to maybe, like... Like, I think it was, like, 180 per set.
What? Was it really?
Yeah, so it was, like, it was under, like,
Wait, are you saying that's to buy the tickets plus the $15 redemption plus shipping?
Yeah, yeah, plus shipping, yeah. Plus everything. So it was, yeah. Like, 180 per set. I got, like, the thing is, I got 3, and, like, just by, like, playing, like, sealed the PTQs... With my friend, like, we had kind of, like, picked up, like, another set, you know, just from opening boosters.
So right. what do you think about redemption? Because I stopped doing that. Do you think that was worth it? Is like, that good EV?
Since the price jumped?
Yeah, because at 15 it hurts.
No, but, like, I did it with that, and it was, I guess it was fine. Like, Born of the God is just a shit set, but...
Yeah, it's fucking garbage. By the way, and MTGO players, still, don't listen to all the hype, man. There's nothing in that set, man. Just let the shit drop. Brimaz is 18 tickets. Still way overpriced. Afara is fucking way overpriced and is falling like a rock. Just let it all drop. That set is... Go look at Gate... If you want to know why I'm saying this, go look at Gatecrash's history. And Dark Ascension. Go look at where the prices end up. Born of the Gods is going to be like a 70 ticket redemption set. It's going to be dirt. It's it's about 98 tickets now for one of, but just let it drop.
When you're looking in the long run, definitely. If you want to get your hands on those cards at some point, yeah. I mean, of course, like you kind of have to, like, if you're somebody that's playing competitively, you're probably not listening to us except for the laughs. But like, you know, of course, if you need the cards for your deck, you're going to have to fucking pay for them because you need to go fucking play that fucking daily event or, you know, on Moto, or you need to go play that fucking PTQ this fucking weekend. Yeah. You're going to have to fucking suck it up and do it, but you know, if you're just wanting to get your hands on those cards at some point to put in your fucking cube or fucking, you know, you eventually want to start fucking with them or you're just for your collection, then yeah.
Wait.
Don't fucking buy them shits now.
Now, I do want to touch on one thing. So Kevy knows that he's played, he's run his modern Bolt deck through my gauntlet.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds so dirty for something, but
I've bolted through your gauntlet before.
Yeah, he's bolted the modern gauntlet. But you know, it's great. I built the Turbo Twin list and the Kiki. I actually was playing the two cards off the winning Kiki list that won the GP Richmond. I've been playing that for a month, and it is of the gauntlet. It is. I agree. Like, it is one of the most powerful decks. But I just built the Turbo Twin deck, which is essentially, if people don't know what that is, it's a Splinter Twin shell, but they run four Birds of Paradise and four Noble Hierarch. And okay. But the tech of the entire deck is Commune with the Gods, which is okay. So this card is built for Splinter Twin. It's two mana, one and a green, sorcery speed. Flip five cards off top of your library, choose an enchantment or a creature. So it finds either piece of your combo. And I'll be honest with you, the deck is fragile, right? Like, because you have to go all in main board for ramp into Splinter Twin as quickly as you can and basically fuck it. You
balls
know,
to the wall.
Yeah,
man.
Because there really is no way out once you're going. I run four bolts. I've modified it a bit just to give me some interaction, but I'm thinking of dropping all the counter magic for Mizzium skin and maybe even dump the bolts as well and run four Mizzium skin just to protect the combo or run something like Bijou who shelters all. Just so I can force
you
through.
Can protect your combo. Yeah.
Right. Because on turn four, I've beat people on turn three.
Well, yeah. Cause I mean,
like,
you,
it's insane.
Like your classic answer to the fucking Splinter Twin combo. From my point of view, I'm just all right. Well, bolt, you know, like get rid of your Exarch or, you know, like fucking, you got to take care of the fucking whatever fucking Splinter Twin's on so that you can't combo up. You know, it's like.
What's interesting, though, here's the thing that I've noticed. Everybody is very familiar with the turn four Splinter Twin, but when you go first turn, right, fetch land, crack, get a Breeding Pool, drop a Birds of Paradise, most times they're like, huh?
They don't realize that.
Right? And they don't, and then I'm like, oh, Steam Vents, and they're like, oh, you're playing Rug something. But then on the end, because now they want to interact, they want to do something, so they'll put something down. I'm like Exarch, and they're like, "Oh shit, I'm tapped out," and I win.
They think they have a turn,
and or they'll fight to kill the bird, like bolt, you know, pass. They'll try to kill it as fast as they can, but you pass me, you ramp me,
yep.
Which is hilarious because you've done zero to stop me.
You're like, so, right on, sweet.
Yeah, you're great. I'll just go get my basic and throw it in,
you
and I'm
to
done.
Pat you in your upkeep at least.
Yeah. Well, I mean, a couple of people play around it smarter, but what's really cool about it is then you can switch post-board to basically Goyf Scavenging Ooze. You can do a lot of, like, really interesting things. Mm-hmm. Like, I was running four Snapcaster Mages and four Bolts just so I could switch to, like, this insane deck that just – I just board out all the Splinter Twins and fucking Pestermites. Don't even want them.
Rid of it. Yeah,
and just play Exarch and just be like, attack, attack, attack. What the fuck are you doing? Oh, my God, I'm fucking dead. You know, bolt, snap, you're dead. And it's really, really interesting deck. The deck is very, very consistent. I like
how you like, and you talked about this before, like transformational sideboards and shit like that. Like, I like that a lot.
Am I getting actual strategic advice, man?
You might. You might be
meta, man.
I know it's weird.
I'm playing. You know it's fun. I gotta say, like, once you get your collection built, and I know a lot of people say this, like. Once you build your collection, especially like the modern collection, like I have building the gauntlet. That's like my goal right now. I don't even play standard anymore. Fuck it. It's just boring. And I'm just trying to build and trade out all of the standard stuff right now that I'm never going to play, cause I don't really want it. And I'm putting together this amazing modern gauntlet. I have, you know, 11 or 12 decks now. And they're so fun to just play a different deck to try and master it. I'm never going to master it, right? Unless I play them. So I want to know how to play them. So it's like every week I pick another deck, play it for a week, put in about 60 games. And it's very interesting. I know my play level against other decks now is improving drastically because I'm like,
you
I know exactly
how they work. Yeah.
Exactly,
man,
right?
Yeah. Like, if only this weekend wasn't Sealed, man, you'd have a chance.
Sealed is horrid, man. The worst format ever. Yeah. I'm basically going to sit at Face-to-Face Games booth, and we're just going to play people. We'll have fun, because, like, I'm not going to enter that shit.
Right. Oh, hey, and by the way, if you guys are, like, you know, for all my fucking Burn fans out there, if you guys are running up the Face-to-Face Games booth and Maddie's playing his Splinter Twin deck, there's a fucking easy answer for Splinter Twin. It's called Rakdos Charm. And you fucking do that. Oh, wait, how many copies is that? Oh, wait, how many copies are you making? You're at 18, 19, 20. All right, Charm, you're dead.
You know what's sad? There was a guy who did that to me, because normally when you put the Splinter Twin combo down, they concede. And I'm like, I'm waiting, and he's like not doing it. So I start to make the combo.
Come on, keep going.
I made like 1, 2, 3, and then I stop and I chat him. I'm like, do you have an answer to this? And he's like, keep going.
Yeah, just keep on going. I'm counting right now, motherfucker.
So I'm like, okay, you want me to show you that I win? And I swear to God, dude, I'm doing it, and I'm like, I wonder if he's going to fucking get me. And I was going to stop at fucking 15 because I was at so many life, but I didn't. I went one more, and he fucking charmed me, dude.
Yep.
I'm like, you jackass bastard. I'm like, well played, sir. Well played. But, you know,
it's better because you could also, like, when Shaman was around, like, you can exile the graveyard, which helped a lot. But at the same, like, it's still, and that's why I kept getting questions, but like, well, why are you running Rakdos Charm? I'm like, Splinter Twins everywhere.
You better hope that he's not on the Pestermite and he only makes 10.
Yeah. No, exactly, though. But, there's
answers, definitely.
Here's one thing I did notice with that deck list that I'll suggest to people. I'm really, really thinking of adding Eternal Witness, because a lot of times they'll kill the Pestermite or they'll kill the Exarch or something that I need, and I'm sitting there with like 2 Splinter Twins in my hand or a Kiki Jiki, and I'm like, fuck, I wish I could just get that shit out of my graveyard.
Witness isn't a bad idea.
It is, and you can also, like, you know, you can Kiki Jiki your Witness. You know, to get something else out of your graveyard.
Wait, you're in what color? That's fucking.
It's rug colors. Yeah. Oh, so I could run it. Yeah. Right. It would be a late. It would be an emergency thing late game. Just to, I don't know. Maybe
it's just a bad idea, man.
Is it a bad idea? All right, forget it. There was.
Yeah. Fuck it. Splash white in a burial rites, or splash black in a burial rites. That's some
bitch. We'll play 5 color twin.
you're 5 color fucking speed splinter twin. Fucking.
Oh, man. You know, just to show you how good the mana bases are, you can easily run 4 colors. Easily splat. Like, I was playing in the Kiki Pod list. I'm running 4 color Kiki Pod. Not a problem. Ever. We just run 1 Hollowed Fountain for white. Got Path of Exile on the board. Oh, man, it's awesome. But, yeah, the Modern is really, really fun. I thought GB Richmond was done amazing.
Oh, like, my God. Except
so
for
much better than...
I got so sick and fucking tired of watching Malirapod and Storm and Malirapod. And...
Come on, man. They had a lot more variety than the Pro Tour. At least I felt. They were trying to put
different things up. Oh, well, see, I didn't get to watch much of the Pro Tour.
Well,
so
you know, the thing that I liked about it was the fact that SCG actually had their quality programming kind of go on in the way that they prevented it and everything, where most GPs,
I was actually
normally after the first, 10 minutes, I just shut it off and go watch something else.
I was bummed. They were talking about at one point, fucking, they had Bresler on a backup match, and fucking, we thought we were going to get to see Bresler's game, but then the game ended, and we didn't get to see it, and I was pissed, because we didn't get to see our boy Mox Ruby on fucking, on the feature match.
You know what, though? Sorry, go on, Frankie.
I thought that Cedric Phillips and Patrick Chapin were really strong as commentators.
Yeah, they did fucking great as commentators. I was, like... Because that's the thing, is you see some of these guys, like, when you're watching commentary, like, you know, they're guys that, like, and not to knock on any of them, like, they have their fucking knowledge, they're in front of the camera, they're out doing this, and some of them, like, even, you know, as the game's going on, they're making good calls, you know, nowadays that it can actually see the hand, and it's not two guys arguing in the booth for 5 minutes over what might be in that guy's hand, because they didn't quite see it. Like, now, like, they have a better idea of what's going on. But, like, it's, you know, when shit drags on, that's, like, you know, what you have to do, like, as an entertainer, as a commentator. Is like,
yeah, but you know what, Kevy? Here's the thing that blew me away, right? I found the GP Richmond Covering was fast. Like, they went through more matches than...
Right.
It was, like, yes. 3-1. Like, they were just running through matches fast.
Yes, they were getting through the matches. And, but, like, you know what Frankie was saying with fucking Cedric and fucking Chapin.
Right. Well, I was
like,
just going to say.
Pop off and, like, you know, they wouldn't leave that dead space or that weird space where it's just like, all right, so...
Yeah, but there wasn't dead space. What was amazing is... And this is what I tweeted about. I'm like, look, like, you know, I'll be honest, man, Magic or Wizards of the Coast, you got to take note. SCG just smoked your ass. In my opinion,
smoked you with your
Patrick.
Own
yeah, with your own. I mean, Chapin and Cedric were running the matches as if they'd played them, and they have. And they were running lines just like LSV does on the top eight. Yep. You know, that's what I want to see every fucking round. Please don't put Zach Hill in the fucking booth talking about how he designed some fucking dumbass monster that has nothing to do with the fucking match. Like, I'm really like, if you're going to focus on the match, focus on the fucking match.
Well, yeah, exactly.
If you want to run a segment later, where Zach Hill's talking about development, he's great. Just fucking throw him in there. But do not put the man in the fucking booth.
Yeah, exactly. Do a little side splash kind of thing. Talk about development. That'd be awesome. But that's one of the things, like, you know, me is still, like, being a newer player in a lot of aspects and being, like, you know, borderline retarded. So I don't always get things that quick. Like, I like when I'm watching commentary, I like that kind of shit. I like you walking through the lines of play. And for, like, you know, every different, you know, the vast spectrum of, you know, different skill levels of Magic players that are watching this coverage. It's like, you know, when you're sitting there, explaining what's going on and not just fucking talking random bullshit and being like, you know, yeah, like he's got this line. He's got that line. This was a good decision because of this. This was a bad decision because of this. And then explaining it, like I learn shit from that. Like I learn decks that I should I should already know how they fucking work because I play against them a lot, you know, but I'm sitting there going, oh shit, you know what? I never really fucking thought about that. And they like, but they keep it tight and they did a really good job with it.
Here's the thing that blew me away. Patrick Chapin was running the, like, through Maliripod I mean, he didn't even have the deck list in his hand. He's like, here's what you're going to do. You're going to do this. Then you're going to want to do that. And then you're going to want to do this. And the next match is Storm. And he knows, he's like, well, you're going to probably want to go off right now. And the guy starts doing it. It was so in-depth. And I'll be honest, I've watched Patrick Chapin cover Sealed and Limited, and he's bored. I mean, in all honesty, I don't know who can cover that shit because it's boring as hell. But I'll tell you, this modern SCG event was one of the best things I have seen in a long time, and I'm telling you, SCG needs to do a modern series. They need to.
Well, no, I would watch that shit
every week.
Wizards needs to just have SCG run all of their Grand Prix because look at the turnout.
I love
that. If SCG can keep promoting the game the way they have, because they're doing a better job of it than Wizards is.
Yeah, but SCG can't go everywhere, right? Or can they? Maybe they can.
If they get a deal with WotC to be able to pay for, you know, to be able to pay for most of the travel expenses and whatnot, they can cover a good number of the U.S. ones at least. And then the Europeans got their own, you know, sec that takes and does it.
Well, Evan Irwin, fucking someone over there, start talking, because as a fan of GP coverage, I must have watched 8 hours of that shit. It was that riveting. I found it amazing, so... Huge props to everybody there. I thought they did an excellent, excellent job. So I don't normally give shout outs to SCG, so I'm pretty impressed.
Like, I think what we might see would be like SCG opens with day one being modern and then day two being legacy. That'd be interesting.
What about standard? Don't they have to run a standard?
Fuck standard, man.
Yeah, but that's what their bread and butter is, man. They can't kill standard. They could, you know what I want to see?
There's enough weekends and tournaments that you can split it a little bit.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean,
I was hoping that they would do day one standard because that's like their bread and butter. Day two modern or legacy alternating. So 1 week is legacy, 1 week is modern. And at least you get 2 weekends, well, at least 2 days. Out of a month where you could watch modern matches. I think they're actually more entertaining than
like
legacy
matches. Like I think they should split it three ways, you know?
You want a Devil's Threesome on that, Frankie?
Oh, yeah. No, but, like, they could do standard modern legacy. Standard modern legacy.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they could. And what about limited? Just fuck limited altogether. Don't even bother. I mean, maybe what they need to do is run, like, a standard limited group package, and then they run a modern legacy kind of, I don't know. I just want to see more modern play because I thought it was fascinating.
I said it before. They just need to start doing fucking like powered cube day two.
Oh man, if we could have cube, that would be insane.
Look, yeah, but I think we've talked about this before. If they start promoting cube at all, then people are gonna be like, wait, I don't have to keep up with this format. I don't have to keep doing this. I can just fucking buy shit. And then once, and then fucking make a cube, and then never have to buy your packs again. Then they're gonna start losing money. So,
very true. Look, you killed poor Frankie. You killed
Frankie by coming back. God damn it.
Yeah. Here, hold on. Hold on. Let me see if I can get him back on. How do I get him back on? Add people, Frankie.
And there, folks. Matty proves he is wonderful at booting people, but he cannot get him.
I did not boot you. Oh, you're back. See? Are you back,
nope,
Frankie?
He's gone.
We still got.
No, Frankie, no. I didn't boot nobody. I didn't boot anyone this time.
Right.
I did not.
I can't believe a Matty that's three sheets to the wind. He didn't boot anybody.
Maddie's just got a big button on the table that just says dump, and he just starts randomly dumping people.
No, I didn't dump anyone. All right.
I know.
So, here's a funny thing, and then we can get into some viewer questions. So if anyone read the, what is this stupid article series called? Arcana? Uncharted Realms. So if you read the Uncharted Realms from, it's Daily MTG, they tell like little stories. So this was like for the Jace versus Vraska dual deck. And the funniest shit in the world, this is one of the worst stories I've ever seen written. It's horrible. That explains why these dual decks were built. But Jace.
So basically it's like 60 or 80s porn.
No, it's even worse. Jace fights Vraska. Now, it's Jace the fucking Mind Sculptor, okay? How do you think he defeats Vraska?
He does.
I'm here.
He eats her ass.
He eats her ass.
There you go. He wins.
He's Jace the Mind Sculptor.
No, dude, if I was Jace the Mind Sculptor, I was fighting Vraska, I'd just get inside her brain and make one of her snakes bite her in the fucking eye.
Right, exactly, right? You'd mind control the bitch or something. No, you know what he does? He makes holograms of himself that laugh and taunt her.
That's gay.
What the fuck? It's completely retarded. And then
Jace Mind Sculptor, boom, turn myself into a mirror.
Now wait, and you want to hear a Vorthos, not a Vorthos, a fucking huge flaw.
What do you think the cat or like the casting cost or the loyalty count?
Hold on, you gotta
turn yourself into a mirror for one turn.
That sounds amazing, isn't it? Called reflection.
You know
yeah,
I just got it. You know how Jace would take care of her. He mind fucks one of her assassins to go kill her.
Yeah, well, there you go. Even that would be cool. No, do you know what he know? Now here's the huge flavor fail. So he makes illusions of himself, and Vraska turns those illusions to stone statues.
They're a fucking illusion. What?
That's actually an awesome idea because I'd be hoping for that. I could make a bunch of statues of myself. Like, I just make a bunch of illusions.
Oh, you'd love that.
And then after I fucked her up, then I'd be like, oh, all right, now I'm fucking taking these statues home. I'm decorating my fucking house with them.
Oh, Jesus. Anyways.
It's like cardboard cutouts of myself, but way better.
Yeah, well, from this story, it was horrible. If you want to read it, go have fun. But we do have a question for the cast, which is from Basic
Fans. How does he kill her?
He doesn't kill her. She planes walks away. Which is
you
like...
Remember, this is WotC. They're not actually going to kill anybody unless it's Karn... Or, sorry, unless it's Venser.
Yeah, the fucking poor Venser.
Didn't Karn...
And that was self-sacrifice, so, you know, it doesn't really count.
No, Karn has got a spark back now. But anyways, okay, we're not going that deep on it. Matt Steiner, Basic Lands, Hoodie Hookup himself, has a question for the cast. He has, All right, cast question. Which planeswalker do you think you could beat in hand-to-hand combat and why? And also, which planeswalker do you would kick your ass? So, right. Well, Kevy, are you starting this one off? No, you're not, because you need to think about
it. Okay, I will.
No.
I'm going to kick Tybalt's ass.
Okay, he's got it. He normally doesn't think this hard.
You can't kick Tybalt's ass. There's no way. The guy's a terrible fucking planeswalker, okay. But he beat your ass. The guy's got fire in his hands and shit. No, I'd beat Miss's ass into the ground.
No. I thought she was part of your Mary Fuck Kill. Knock it off, Kevin.
Now, this is...
I could beat like hand-to-hand combat.
Yeah,
like,
this is hand-to-hand.
I could probably take
magic.
A lot. Well,
magic.
Let's be honest, like hand-to-hand combat, I could probably take all of them except for like Nicol Bolas and Karn.
What about Garruk? He'd break
it. Okay, oh yeah, and Garruk too. Like, I mean, I could punch any one of those motherfuckers in the face and knock them the fuck out, but Garruk's gonna just be all, what? Really?
Fine,
and
you know what?
Karn and Nicol Bolas.
I think the only one that Ferret could beat is Ra'Zarek.
No, I was gonna say Kiora. I'll just dump fresh water on the bitch.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
You know that ferret type of animals eat fish.
Oh, I thought they eat the ass of the fish first.
The problem with that is, like, you know, ferret, you know, could pour a bunch of fucking fresh water on the bitch to kill her, but he's a ferret, so he's only gonna get like a fucking cup and a half of water and like splash in her face and piss her off.
I'm not stupid. I'll just go get the fire hose and ride
the
fucker
down the river and
it'd be an entertainment zone.
He's got knives. He has little stabbing knives.
That's how you do it, Ferret. Is like, he's got a, you know, Frankie's got a point. You gotta just grab that bitch by the neck and drag her upstream into the fresh water.
Hey man, it is hand-to-hand combat, not paw-to-hand combat. So he's gotta use all his weapons.
He's got brass knuckles.
Yeah, that's true. Brass knuckles are legal in hand-to-hand, right? They go in hand. I mean, if it was me, I think I could probably take...
But it's okay to do it.
I mean, I...
Knife of justice.
I would like to say I could probably kick Jace's ass. I could probably kick Ra'Zarek's ass. Sorin is a fucking legendary vampire, so I don't know. If it depends on which rule. He might be super strong and just laugh at me. I think Garruk would just probably rape me. There's no way I could beat that guy. And then fucking Ajani? He's a giant fucking werewolf cat.
Johnny's my bud. He would help me.
Any of the blue fucking planeswalkers, you can beat their ass, because if you're talking hand-to-hand combat, none of the blue fucking, or even like just that side of magic, like none of them are gonna be able to do shit. Jace, yeah, can beat Jace's ass.
Hey,
no
Tezzeret, hey man, Tezzeret with that fucking iron claw of his, huh?
Tezzeret would fuck you up, Kevy.
He looks old, man, but he looks tough.
I can just see it now. He wouldn't even try to kill you. He'd just tase your ass.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They're going to be relying on their, like, their fucking, what they're good at and, like, you know, brain fucking you. But, like, you know, so you could just punch them in the mouth and just end it, because they're going to be like, oh, I'm going to use my fucking brain powers. And they're like, oh, wait, shit, this is hand-to-hand combat. That doesn't work. And you punch them in the mouth. And that's it.
Yeah,
but you look at like the other side of things, you know. Well, you know, Bolas is Bolas. He's a fucking dragon.
Well, no one's gonna take Bolas.
I think I could beat a Johnny at Scrabble.
You might. He couldn't hold the tiles. He'd be roaring at you the whole time.
He's roaring. His words suck, man.
Doesn't he have like one eye? Isn't one of his eyes all fucked up? So you just have to beat him.
Yeah, he's all
He's bob and weave, and he's just fucking swinging wild because
he has no depth perception. He'd try to place the tiles on the board and keep missing.
Handle the tile with his big paws and he'd just get mad and just like scoop, you know?
Now here's the thing. Obviously the guys, there's a bit of a fairness now. Now we're not promoting violence on women, but let's just take this question to, you know, further down the road of inappropriateness.
I said I'd hit Nissa in the mouth.
Oh, no.
No, I'm just saying. Okay, hey, it's an equal opportunity world. Of all the women planeswalkers, who would put up the biggest fight?
In bed.
Well, in bed, none of them. They'd all want you.
Chandra she's got the fucking the angry fucking fire heart kind of thing. She put up.
I don't know, man. Elspeth would whoop your ass.
No, I see. I think Elspeth folds easy. Yeah, Liliana looks like she's just fucking rip your dick right off. Like,
I don't think would have a lot of fight in her.
Maybe she'd just go with it.
I can't believe I didn't even think of this. You know, for who hand to hand loses?
Who?
Sorry, Sprinkle, you're not gonna like this one, but Tomeo.
Oh
man, everybody would kill Tomeo. She's a fucking rabbit.
Yeah,
unless she's a ninja rabbit, then maybe.
Good point, Ferret. You could knock her out and steal her carrots and just do ferret things.
I mean, have my little ferrety way.
Yeah, and Nissa and frickin' Tomeo are not even real planeswalkers. Like, they're gonna get their asses whooped ass. There's no way there. Chandra's gonna fucking hurt you.
I think we're good for the next question.
Okay.
Yeah. Shit. We're a bunch of sexist bastards.
Hey, I am saying we'd get killed by most of them, in all honesty.
Yeah, you know, Ashiok would just, you know, totally wreck your mind.
Is Ashiok a chick or a dude? Have we figured it out yet?
He has a giant gaping hole. Wait, he's a chick, right? Because he has a giant gaping hole.
Okay, next question.
Okay, next question. Next question comes from a midget. And the midget asks all of us, group question. He's like, if you could only go to one GP, excluding Vegas, Kevy, with an asterisk, ever, for the rest of your life, Magic GP, what would it be and why?
For the rest well, we don't know what the GP schedule is past, like, this year.
Good point. So I would say the theoretical GP that would be held in Seattle at Winston's headquarters?
I'm going to say Portland because...
I'm not even going to say a location. I'll just say whichever one has the summer special release each year.
Okay, that's fair.
Good point. Here's another question because that was a shitty question. Frankie.
it was from a midget. What the fuck do you expect, Maddie?
I know it was garbage, man. I should never let that guy on the show again. So, Frankie, the DCI, SDCI, whatever those black planeswalkers, were they good? Were they bullshit? Were they good? And do you think they're going to print them again, and would you buy them?
Well, I guess they're good for the people that got them.
Yeah, there you go.
And, like, I'd rather have them give away shit than don't give away shit, right?
Well, yeah, did they really give away? They made us buy them for a retarded amount of money.
Well, they didn't make us buy them. But those of us that were just fucking awesome! And then we had Brandon just make every planeswalker like that, and it just got way cooler that way.
Yeah, actually, Brandon's versions are better than anything Wizards of the Coast is going to ever put out, so I don't know, guys. I think they were a cool idea.
I thought it was like a live event thing, like some Comic-Con or something that people like went there and they got them for really cheap. Wasn't that it?
Yeah.
I think they put
$3, didn't they?
And then they put a few available online, but like these like went away in like a second.
Yeah, they're gone fucking instantly. Well, it's one of those things. Like, I mean, they're playable cards, but at the same time, they're also just fucking. They look bitchin'. They look, you know, way different than anything Wizards had done before. And you know, them being planeswalkers, them being playable, but at the same time, they were also like, you know, the regular versions of those cards weren't fucking shitty ass commons or anything. So it's like you got planeswalkers, you got fucking them in all black. They look fucking bitchin', and there was none of them available. It was either, you know, at San Diego Comic-Con or those couple that were left over online, and that was it. They got snapped the fuck up, and so they were, you know, the prices of them are full blown ridiculous.
Like, me, I won't, like, I don't personally buy, like, expensive cards, you know, like, just for pimping.
Right.
The guy who has power, right.
No, but well, no, like...
And that's not for pimping, that's fucked up. No, like, for instance, like the Jace the Mind Sculptor in my cube is the black on fucking gray fucking SDCC fucking...
Whatever.
You know, Planeswalker, whatever. So it's like, why? Like, what would be the point in spending that much money on, you know, like, I don't know. I don't get it. Like, I get maybe collectors.
Like, some people, stuff, like, but... the thing is, like, some people like those things and they'll spend money on them. So, like, it's good for them, but, like, I don't really care if I don't have one, I mean.
All right.
Other than my, the only time I care about pimping shit out is never. Like, I care about what the text on the card, like, what the card does. You know, if I'm going to play it in fucking games, play it in fucking, like, tournaments, or just play it in, even in my casual games, I care about what the text on the card is. I care about the art, don't get me wrong. Like, I like cards with good art, but I'm going to much rather fucking play a card that says, Lightning Bolt, than some fucking beautiful fucking art over here that does shit. Like, the only time I care about pimping out my shit is, you know, in my cube, which, you know, that's what proxies are for.
Pretty much.
And, like, it's like... If I crack one, like, if I crack, like, a foil card, like, yeah, I'll put it in my cube, but, like, I'm not gonna go and spend, like, tons of dollars, yeah. You know?
Right, right, I'm not gonna spend a shitload of money to put it in my cube.
Mm-hmm. Alright, so...
It's like, when I, like, last month I was in Mexico for the GP, and, like, I got to play with a lot of...
Did you drink the water?
No, I did not.
Good boy!
And, like, I opened a lot of Spanish cards, and I ended up picking up a foil Heroes Downfall.
That's in Spanish.
So, like, that went, Heroes Downfall?
That went straight to my cube.
That's badass.
That is pretty best. The best Heroes Downfall, though, is the Captain America one from the Proxy Contest, if anyone's seen that. And Les, the bastard who keeps making his cube... The best pimped out cube ever, because it's fucking all alters and it's all amazing. But I wanted to touch back quickly on a Garruk rumor. If you read that horrible story about the dual decks, Jace keeps asking about Garruk, and he's like, well, there's something really wrong with him. I better go help him. And so Verasca alludes to that Garruk is beyond saving, which, in my opinion...
You've talked about it before.
Yeah, right? Doesn't that further provide the theory that he's gone all black, which sounds fucking amazing? But I don't know, folks. We'll see.
Once you go black, you never go back.
Yep. Now, that is one of the rules of the world, but it isn't a universe rule. So we've come to that time in the cast, Frankie, where I believe people have waited long enough. Now, if we need review from the beginning... the first rule of the universe is what, Kevy?
I don't fucking remember.
You're supposed to masturbate more.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right? Yeah. You gotta fucking masturbate all the time. Yeah.
The second rule is...
Masturbate more, hate less.
Exactly.
Yes, masturbate more, hate less. The more you're jerking off, the better off you are.
Right. And if that doesn't work, the second rule is you eat ass until
eat
it
more
does.
Ass. Eat right. More ass until life gets better.
That's right. So, Frankie, please, we're ready. The third rule of the universe is what?
I don't know, man.
He doesn't. He's fucking trying to think. He's like, what?
It's that he doesn't know. It's just that I don't think he knows if he's ready to release it.
Frankie. Well, it's a good thing I do know that the third rule of the universe is.
I was going to say, don't show your ass crack.
That is. It sounds more like a guideline than a rule.
Yeah.
But the way it works is, the first rule is when you encounter, or the first rule is you need to jerk off more to make life better. If your life doesn't get better from rule number one, you proceed to rule number two, which is eat more ass till it improves. And if that doesn't work, rule number three is see rule number one. And that's it. It's a very circular process. It is like the Lion King. It is the circle of life. It's the circle jerk of life. I'm telling you, look, man, I'm not the one to give testimonials and shit, but I'll tell you, the rules of the universe have improved my life immensely. I am calmer. I approach situations much differently, knowing that I have to eat ass.
If, repeat, yeah. Or eat ass, repeat. You know what? I got a revision to the rule, Maddie. The third one is just fucking doing the kill your time.
No. I don't think you can cross those two rules. That gets into abomination territory really quickly.
Well, I'm like, not saying it's your own ass, dude.
I don't even think that's possible.
I'm saying you might as well, like...
I'm just tempted to jerk off while eating ass, man.
That's what I'm telling you. Like, it's, you know, if the first and second aren't working, well, you know, maybe you need to just fucking rub one out. Look, while you're eating ass. Not your own ass, Maddie.
I cannot even get this.
Don't go Marilyn Manson on yourself. Yeah.
Are those stories true? Did he actually have his ribs removed so he could eat his ass at the same time?
I'm pretty sure. To suck his own dick, I think.
I've extensively researched Marilyn Manson and know that is not true.
Why would he want to suck his dick when he could eat his own ass?
Why would he suck his own dick when he could get like any of his bitch fan to do it, you know?
Because I've gone over this extensively.
Oh, no.
If you can suck your own dick, there's no point in leaving the house. You don't have to go out and have a rock and roll career. You don't have to fucking, you don't have to do shit. You just fucking sit at home. Like, you go to work just so you can make enough money to sit at home again.
All right. So, I guess we're slightly off the rails, but I'm going to try to pull us back. Maybe we're on one rail.
Rails? What's happening this weekend?
Well, no. We can't go there yet because there's still.
Hey, by the way, Maddie,
yes.
Are you. Do you have your suit ready?
My suit. Why am I wearing a suit?
Because, man, you need to dress up, man.
Oh, are we dressing? No, I am wearing a heavy metal suit of armor. That's what I'm bringing.
Just all the SVU members wrapped around your fucking legs and arms.
Yeah,
and
pretty much.
You can't get to this, man.
How awesome would that be? A freaking a boost cube card.
on day one, we're gonna try like a classier kind of attire.
Well, I won't be joining you in that endeavor, then, my friend.
No. You don't understand. I'm telling you to do it.
Oh, I see.
I'm fucking telling you to do it, or I'm going to beat your ass out of Montreal, and you won't be able to,
man.
See, if you're not following the fucking rule number one and two, if you'd offered me something, I may be interested in providing the chatter.
That's it right there. That's the third rule.
Yeah. We're going to be eating pig's ass together, man.
Masturbate more. If that doesn't work, you eat ass. And if that doesn't work, wear a fucking suit.
Do you have to dress up to go to that place? Fuck,
like,
man.
The party has a dress code.
Oh, it does? Fuck, I'm not going to be let in, then.
Just wear something nice, man.
Yeah, well, if heavy metal isn't nice enough.
Yeah, I'm not saying... as nice as he gets. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but...
Like, I'm asking for Maddie's level of nice, you know? I'm not asking, like, Obama nice.
Oh, well, yeah, because I can't hit that level. Anyways, I'll throw some shit in. We'll see what we get. But,
yeah, man, just have a bow tie or something.
Just a bow tie. Okay, I'll bring a bow tie.
Act like you're
in man.
Job at manadeprived.com to be a podcaster.
Man, you're fucking representing the community, man. You
please.
Can't.
In that case, his pants will be down to his
like.
Yeah, if I'm representing the community, I'll make sure I end up in the next crack your ass video too. All right. I'll make sure I get in there. But seriously, we got an email from a Mr. Garrett, G-A-R-R-E-T, and he was asking about the rules of the universe, and he says this. He is an intern at a law firm, and
shit, man, eating ass will get you far in the
law
firm.
Yes, it will. Well,
he wants you, Frankie, to apply the rules of the universe to this situation. So you tell me when you want to interject. So he's 2 years now. He's been interning at a law firm. I won't mention the name of the law firm to save them from suing us. But he has run into the issue that he has a partner that he works for, and that partner gives him the shittiest work, day after day after day. He says he does very good work. He outputs the highest quality, but the partner is treating him like dog shit. Now, here's where it gets interesting.
So bang the partner's daughter. Problem solved.
Yep. Hold on, man. That's not using the rules of the universe, and it gets better.
Damn it. I'm with you, though.
3 weeks ago, a hot girl, 18-year-old girl, was hired as she's a junior assistant. All of a sudden, the partner is giving her the easiest jobs. He's giving her all the attention, and he's ignoring this guy who's worked there 2 years busting his balls. He says, Frankie, what do I do? He goes, I'm thinking about applying rule number one, but it's not working. Yeah. Frankie, what is your wisdom?
You need to eat the 18-year-old girl's ass. Yeah, your life will improve, man.
Eat her ass and jerk off in his lunch. That's it. Yeah, you apply rule number one and two.
Then send the picture to the boss, man.
Rule number three. Always send the pictures to the boss.
And make sure it doesn't show your face and only hers. Problem solved.
Well, I'm not sure if that was the advice he was looking for.
Opposite of the ass crack episode. Always show their face, not yours. The post
exactly.
So should we give him some advice if he can't eat her ass, or is it just mandatory that he eats her ass? There's no solution. Like,
if he can't eat her ass, he should probably just fucking suck it up and eat the boss's ass. I mean,
right. You know. I would say that, like, using rule number one, You need to calm yourself. So calm yourself down.
If you use number one, you do this. You know what? You have a shitty day at work. You realize that these people are fucking terrible, and there's, you know, this happening, and, like, you know, you go home and you fucking think about fucking the 18-year-old girl while you're jerking off. Then you have a fucking cheeseburger, and then you're happier with life. I guarantee it. You're just all, oh man, yeah, I'm going to work tomorrow. That's not that bad. You're all, okay.
Though, because then what ends up happening is the partner is not going to want to piss off the daughter for giving you all the shit job.
He's not the daughter. The girl's just the girl.
I know
not
the
18
year old girl. I was just saying, forget the 18 year old girl.
Well, I don't know if the boss is the daughter. He hasn't said that.
Yeah, well, there you go.
You're making shit up. Listen, this is a real person. This is a real person.
Just go home. Well, the question is, the 18-year-old girl that they just hired, if she's hot, go home, think about her, and jerk off every night of your life, because it'll just make it worth going to work the next day.
So here's my solution.
Just rule one.
You can try Frankie's, which is the direct approach, go straight into the ass. You can try Kevin's approach, which is just sit back and whack off and eat cheeseburgers, or you can try my approach, which would be, you're gonna use rule number one, and you're gonna jerk off in the bathroom of your office. Okay, you're gonna take all your leavings and you're gonna spread it all over her desk. Okay,
leavings. Yeah. You're leaving. I love it.
Now, you're then gonna take more of your leavings and you're gonna put that all over the boss over the boss's desk.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Spread DNA evidence all over her fucking desk.
Now, hold on. Then you're gonna go take pictures of the girl and you're gonna put them all over the boss's desk. Then when they both come back from lunch,
stick them to your boss's desk with the leavings. Jesus, right. Daddy.
But then, well, you could do that too. Then the girl comes in, she's like, what the fuck's going on? You say, hey, I saw the boss and he was like doing things over here and I don't know what's going on. Be very vague. Now, go into your boss's office and you can have a two-prong approach. You can suggest to him that your blackmail approach could work, and if it doesn't, you need to immediately go to rule number two and start eating his ass to save yourself from being legally prosecuted. Now, we're not giving you the suggestion that this is going to work or not. We're telling you this could be the way to apply the rules of the universe to your situation. However, the rules are mystical, and many people interpret them wrong. And this could be one of those instances.
I've got another solution, okay?
Okay.
You're going to go into your boss office. You're going to punch yourself in the face. You're going to throw yourself in the bookcase. You're going to throw yourself through the glass table that he's got.
Okay.
I've seen this movie.
And then you're going to get a huge severance. No questions asked.
How does that use rule number one and two? I guess you get your own ass eaten. Kevin, using rule number one and two, if you were working at this law firm, who, I mean, obviously, you know, Garrett didn't say what city that the law firm was in. Not that that even matters. Not that I'm even asking. But if you were to sue someone, you know, where would that letter originate from?
Is this multiple choice?
No, there's only one right answer.
B.
I believe it would be a city we're looking for is which one, Frankie?
Wichita, Kansas. No, that's not
Kerman?
A. That was A.
Okay, fine. Kevy, we're going to do word association. Kerman?
Kerman.
Electra. Yeah.
I'm sorry, I was just thinking chocolate. I was thinking caramel, chocolate. Mm, that sounds good.
Asshole.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Frankie. Save us, Frankie.
Oh, by the way, I might end up going to like this
other. Are you trying to get us to say fuck you, San Diego?
No, he's not trying.
Dude, he's not trying very hard.
Jeopardy.
But you didn't phrase it in the form of a question. You do not get.
Like when you're on Jeopardy, you're supposed to say eat my ass, San Diego.
I will put my leavings all over your face.
Yeah, or I will leave my droppings.
Leave my droppings like a fucking squirrel. Oh, my God.
There's a whole new meaning to plant your seed.
Fucking terrible.
I think leavings has got to be the best word ever.
Leavings is fucking amazing. I never fucking heard it put that way before.
I've never either. I don't know what I was thinking, but I'm gonna use that and no one will know what
I'm gonna use that. I'm gonna use that for the rest of my life, like my leavings.
So your wife is gonna be like, where you go, honey? You gotta clean up your leavings in the bathroom. Yeah.
My son's just all, daddy, where did I come from? I'm all, my leavings.
He's like, what did you do?
Sorry, I left my leavings on your face.
Yes. Sorry about the leavings on your in your hair. Here's a towel.
Could you imagine using that during sex? I'm going to leave all over you, baby.
Oh, God.
I'm leaving.
Yeah. I'm going to leave. And she's like, wait, don't go anywhere.
Don't fall yet, baby.
I'm not done yet. Don't fucking go anywhere. Like, no, I'm leaving right now.
Don't leave inside me. I'm not wearing a condom.
Yeah. If you're gonna leave, there's the door. Don't leave inside me.
If you're gonna leave, leave first.
Oh my God. I hope this becomes a part of pop culture just because it's fucking.
It started here, folks. It started right here.
Leave in my ass. I don't want a baby.
This is the ground floor. You're getting hit right. This is the Eevee right here. Leavings, people. This is where it started. This is it.
Tell all your friends. I was there when leaving started.
I saw it was birthed out of the mouth of Maddie Studios. Don't leave in my mouth.
Oh, man. Talk about going deep.
Hey, I've got another wording for the third one. If it doesn't work, if step number one is...
If it doesn't work, leave.
Just leave. Yeah.
If it doesn't work, just leave.
That's it. There's no more gas. That's it. You just crushed it. It's fucking over.
Oh my God, Frankie wins again.
This is why Frankie comes on the show. Oh fuck.
Great idea where I was like, all right, it's the pre-Montreal show. Have fucking Frankie come on. He's gonna have to fucking tell everybody what they gotta do in Montreal, you know, the sights they gotta see, they, you know, the food they gotta eat. No, it didn't get into any of that. All we got was genius. All we got was just, if it doesn't work, just leave.
It's so beautiful. What's insane is these rules are such, it's like listening to a great wisdom guru tell you things. Like, if it doesn't work, leave. If you think about how practical that is. You know, like you're at a job interview.
You can use this any day, man. Every day of your life, man. If
you're in a job interview and it's going well, you just fucking leave all over the place.
Yeah. What are you doing? I'm leaving.
Yeah. Would please get out and put your penis
and
away.
No! Episode is brought to you by Second and Coke.
Get the fuck out of my office. I'm gonna leave first. Oh god, my stomach hurts. That's awesome, dude. Oh god. Do you know?
Sponsors Wizard of the Coast.
Oh, do you know how much Kraken is left in this bottle? None.
I'm just getting started. I've had half a fifth of vodka since we started. But I've got this fucking bottle of Jack Daniel's honey sitting in my fucking street.
Tell me that you wait for me. Love you, hold me like you never let me go. Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Oh babe, I hate to go. There's so many times I've let you down, so many times I've played around. I tell you now, they don't mean a thing. Every place I go, I'll think of you. Every song I sing, I'll sing for you. When I come back, I'll bring your wedding ring. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Oh babe, I hate to go. The time has come to leave you. One more time, let me kiss you. Then close your eyes and I'll be on my way. Dream about the days to come when I won't have to leave alone. About the times I won't have to say. Kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Oh babe, I hate to go. Hate to go.